I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Noon on hump day. Congratulations, you're halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. A lot of football coming up over the next 45 minutes. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. College Football Corner at 12:20 as well as we continue to turn the page to Saturday. Again, shout out to Kennesaw State. Big win at home last night in the rain. Weathering the elements, getting to 6-2 on the season, bowl eligible for them. So congratulations to Kennesaw State for that nice win last night. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Okay, see, this is the thing with, you know, we talk about our phones. They're not cheap, but they're not up to date. So my phone keeps doing this thing where it keeps going to SOS only mode, right? Mm-hmm. And so turn it on, turn it back, comes back to the regular thing. So yesterday I called Apple support. I don't want to text you. I want to talk
to
somebody.
Yeah, I need to talk to somebody about my issue.
Yeah, okay. So they said, Andy, they were like, okay, you need to update your software. So I went ahead, put the new iOS on it, came out fine, whatever, whatever. And then it went back to it. So I'm like, that ain't it.
Okay.
And so I was like, maybe it's an AT&T thing, might be acting up or something like that. They're like, no, you need to reset your cellular data, whatever, joint, whatever. So we just did that. And now it was fine. And it always worked when you're like on the phone with them.
Of course. When you're talking to the guy.
Yeah, you're talking to them and everything. It's fine. And then it goes right back to this. And I told the people, I told that man on the phone yesterday, Andy, the Apple man. I said, is this some kind of plot to get me to go get one of these new phones with numbers on it? Because I don't, you know, whatever number is the new one and all that other stuff. Not doing it. I won't talk to nobody. I'll wait till I get home on Wi-Fi before I give in to the man that is Apple.
I hope that's true.
Before the man.
You should.
I'm not giving
I think they should give you a bonus if you keep your phone long enough.
I do too.
Yeah. If you keep an iPhone for however long, what's the term? Is it 5 years? Is it 10 years? Whatever. Like if your phone.
I'm not giving in to the man.
If the hardware outlasts the software. Yes. You should get a free upgrade.
Yes, I agree. It's so funny because
there's enough people having to buy new phones because they drop them in the toilet and they can't not crack them. And they, I don't know what else
this
people do to phones.
This phone right here, Andy, is falling in the pool. Yeah. It'll fall in the ocean and it still works.
And it's still swimming. It's still no problem.
Yeah.
But you should be rewarded for that.
But
like,
do you still have a button?
No, I don't have a button.
Oh, so
mine's facial recognition.
Yeah, I got a thumb button. And so everybody, that's why people be clowning because I still got a button on it.
I wish I did.
I don't care.
No, you shouldn't. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a new phone.
Is it at least the button with the thumbprint?
Yeah, the button with thumbprint, yeah.
Because there was one before that didn't even have the thumbprint.
No, mine got the thumbprint.
You had to press that button.
Mine got thumbprint. I don't want, because I watch too many movies, I don't want to do the facial recognition. Because what if somebody clones my face?
I don't know. You're more, yeah, probably.
Yeah, like how do you know Mission Impossible?
Or face off.
I'm assed face off. Off. I'm assed out.
I know.
I'm assed out. You got all my information.
Now, but you got good alibis, though. You're people know where you are.
Yeah.
You're on the radio, so you got a good alibi there, or you're at home.
Yeah, man. That's why it's like whenever my wife's out of town, she's like, well, we already know where you're at.
You're in the basement.
If you're not at work, you're in the basement. Look at my boy. My boy, Corey. Get a new damn phone. Why?
Why, Corey?
This one works.
What are you, Corey? You work for Apple?
You
got stock?
Yeah, man.
Leave me alone.
He'll be.
Well, good for him.
He's a big time educator, Andy.
Well, I hope he likes his nice phone. That's what I never understand is like, whatever, do your thing. You and me are kind of in the same boat, stubborn as far as it comes to this kind of stuff. But then when I'll talk to people about it, they'll like give me a hard time. And it's like, well, who are you advocating for?
My kids are.
What are you, Steve Jobs?
Like, sometimes my kids got to help me.
You're not getting a slice of it.
Like, my son had my phone the other day. He's like, Dad, the print's kind of small. Like,
Daddy's got good eyes.
You see that phone you got? Me. Uno Nuno.
Yeah, I bought that.
I bought that for you.
Bought that with these eyes.
With these eyes.
His hands and all this stuff I did.
The reason I have this phone is so you can have that phone, son.
Exactly right.
That's not the reason. But I like how it came out so smooth.
Yeah, it came out good.
It came out so smooth, Eddie.
But it's the people.
These are sacrifices that your father makes for you. When I say father, that means I'm going deep.
If you call yourself father.
If I call myself father when I'm talking to my kids.
That's lecture speak.
That means I'm dropping some
You only refer to yourself as a father during a lecture.
As your father.
Exactly right. 100%.
Yeah.
I just, the people that give us hard times about upgrading technology are the same people that complain about, well, that's not going to get good ratings if that's the Super Bowl.
Shut up.
You don't get to stock in that either. Yeah. You don't own Fox or whatever.
I got a nice screen protecting everything.
I'm going to watch it. And if you text me, I can get your text message. All right. Now, if I'm away from a charger where you have to lay it on there for too long, I'm not going to get your text message. My plug-in charge doesn't work anymore. All right. But that's all right. You could put it on the thing and it charges like that. It's all right.
Yeah, the charger plate, bro.
Now, I still don't have a plan for my laptop. My laptop's sitting in there dead in my backpack for a couple weeks. They said they were going to get me a new one downstairs, but you know how quickly things move around here.
Yeah,
so.
I'm thinking about getting me one too.
Okay, do it.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
What will I ever need a laptop for?
I don't know.
My iPad's perfect.
If they're giving out, they're giving out.
Might as well get me one.
MacBooks, whatever.
While you're down there, can you ask for a microwave? See if they got another company microwave.
Oh, dude. Because Bo can't heat up his damn burritos.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the microwave?
Oh, it's been Dylan broke it again.
Well, it was last used by him. So,
So he broke it.
Dylan broke the damn microwave.
Do you think that there are website restrictions on company laptops?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. All right. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been in a situation where.
Do you think there would be?
I've never tried, honestly.
I've never tried.
Yeah.
I never had that in company. So I don't know.
So, like, I don't know. What would happen, like, if you tried to go to a website that was banned?
Okay, you're trying to watch porn on the thing.
I'm me?
What the hell else is banned?
I'm just asking questions here.
My bad.
Pornography?
Yeah, my
not
bad.
Not me. But like, if you tried to go to it, do you think it would let you and then give an alert and then they would talk to you about it, or it just wouldn't let you?
I don't know. I know one thing. This is how
I can say sorry.
I never knew nothing. I thought the same thing.
I think it'll just block you.
Andy, I thought the same thing happened to me when we went to training camp at this Concordia, and it's, I don't know what kind of school it is, whatever. And so we're in the dorm room.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying, you know, it's training camp. I'm hundreds of miles from my woman.
Yeah.
And so you had to have the hard cord, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dial-up.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever
it is.
Plug it into a wall, do you plug it in the computer?
Ethernet or something.
Yeah, Ethernet. Yeah, man. Boy, all kind of stuff. I was like, they're going to take my ass to jail.
Yeah, they protect those. They protect those systems there on those.
Didn't know that.
Christian colleges.
Yeah, didn't know that. did not know that.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know what happens.
You're gonna try it too, aren't you?
I mean, you can't even do it in Georgia anymore. It's banned. Let's get
really?
To an. No, I don't know. Oh. Let's get to an NFL. No, hold on. Abe's got workarounds.
Abe got some black market sites.
Abe knows how to create a VPIN or something like that. Whatever it's called. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The big news of the day is that Aiden Hutchinson got a very big contract extension from the Detroit Lions. 4 year, what did I say, $180 million?
Yes.
How much is guaranteed?
$141 is guaranteed.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. And so Micah got one. Micah's still per year more. But Micah got $136, or he got $141.
Because Micah's was 3 years?
Micah got the 4 year extension.
Okay.
No, Micah might have got the 5 year extension. I can't remember. But they added on to what they already are.
Right.
So this
okay.
is more like, so A, Hutch is in his 5th year option, I think it is. So this adds on to it. So it's like a 5 year deal, whatever. I know that was something they wanted to do. They were trying to get it early. This dude is a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's what they're going right for, wrecking crews are.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
if you can come in, you can establish yourself as one of those guys in the first couple years of your career, then you can ask for more than the last guy got. So coming off the injury that he had last year, obviously, when he saw Myles Garrett get what he got, he was like, great, give me half a year,
I'll get that. Appreciate it.
And there he is. And they're playing some good football in Detroit.
Yeah, they are.
They had that tough start to the year, but they're rolling now.
Remember I said they couldn't play because Ben Johnson was gone?
I do remember when people said that. Yeah. Turns out good organizations can weather the storm of a coordinator leaving.
Real quick, because Shefty just – I mean, we got it from some of our local people. Michael Penix Jr. is day-to-day with the bone bruise in his knee, but head coach Raheem Morris told reporters that he feels really good about his quarterback for Sunday against the Patriots.
I know you were on vacay. I feel like that's what he said
last Wednesday. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And that's why we were so like, all right, well, you know, he's fine.
Right.
We feel good about where he's at.
Here's the weird thing, though, going back even further, because, again, you weren't here for all this playing out day by day last week. Monday, we thought it was a bone bruise in his foot.
Okay.
Right? And then, like, as the week went on, it was like, it's not his foot. It's his knee. Okay. Like, was it a bone bruise? Yeah, that's a bone bruise in his knee.
Okay.
Oh, we heard it was a foot. So as the week went on, the injury moved.
Okay.
Or us, our knowledge about it moved. And then, yeah, they made it sound very much like he would play, and then he didn't, right. Obviously. The Drake London one was the most surprising, though. Like, he was fine all week, as far as we knew. Mm-hmm. And then you show up Sunday, and it's like, oh, he's going to try it out? Can't go? I like what Arch said, too, is like, sounds like Kirk was a little surprised by that as well.
Like, whoa. Well, damn.
Also, interesting, Arch talking about Kirk getting hit that first passing play on the first drive. That's the first hit he's taken in a year, pretty much.
Now you know how to get hit, damn it.
Sure. But
how many times have you been hit?
Sound like it hurt. Sound like,
hey, Andy?
Sound like he didn't recover
Andy,
from
Andy,
that one.
It's football. Yeah, it hurts when you get hit.
Sure. But I hadn't heard anybody talk about how maybe that one had knocked something loose. He didn't play the same afterward.
Get your blank together over here, man.
Yeah, I'm not making excuses.
No,
for
I know
him.
You're not. I
didn't want him out there in the first place.
He got hit too hard.
Give me Easton Stick.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, whatever. The Patriots made some moves yesterday. They sent Keon White. You remember Georgia Tech's finest?
Uh-huh.
Sent him over to the 49ers. They traded him yesterday. Another one I saw? Kyle Duggar. Yeah, they signed Kyle Duggar. He's going to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Are they clearing out space for something up there?
I don't know, but they
– Are they clearing out bodies for something?
They kind of paid him to go away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are they up there trying to – That's very – and then my main man, love this dude, Mercedes Lewis, 41 years old. I think he's signed. I know he worked out for the Broncos.
That
he's going to get an opportunity to go play at 41 years old, man.
Phenomenal.
Good for him.
Phenomenal.
Good for him, Doc.
So, I mean, that, you know, you don't sign a 41-year-old tight end if he's not going to play eventually.
Yeah, he might as well play.
Just keep him fresh, and then when you need him in December and January, put him out there.
Yeah, he's going to catch a couple of touchdowns.
By the way, the Broncos are – they're playing fine.
They're okay.
They're 62. Although Pat Surtain Jr. is on the shelf.
They're not going to put him on IR. They're not going to put him on IR. Guys, this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix on Ponce de Leon. Indicator for a special broadcast. Come join. Pick up your supplies for the weekend, for your weekend football parties, and come say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As they broadcast live from the stores, all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
All right. Let's go from Sunday to Saturday. We'll talk a little college football coming up next, the College Football Corner. Cocktail parties on Saturday.
Damn right it is.
Let's talk a bit more about that next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.